It's common to hear public officials say that Alaska Natives join the armed forces at the highest rates in the country. Here's Robert Wilkie, Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, addressing the Alaska Federation of Natives last month.
You serve in the military of the United States at a higher rate than any group of Americans.
During World War II and for decades after, American Indians and Alaska Natives did indeed volunteer for the armed forces at exceptionally high rates. But that's dropped over time, and as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, a big part of that change has to do with transformations in the structure of the military.
Growing up in New Stoyahawk, 24-year-old Lawrence Gust never planned on signing up for the Alaska Army National Guard.
From my village, it's not really been a thing for anyone to join the military, so it wasn't, you know, anything for younger children to look up to.
He says recent wars overseas have left many parents in the region worried about the dangers of enlisting. But Gust encountered recruiters from the National Guard during a school trip to Dillingham and says that planted the idea of joining the Guard as a way to help pay for college, get training, and travel. Now, 3 years since enlisting, he's part of a group of young people from New Stoyahawk in the Guard.
Recruiters and stuff are now like traveling out to villages and giving presentations and things like that and sparking an interest in, you know, the younger kids at home. Really, the National Guard just needed to be heard from in the villages.
Gust is exactly who the state wants as it tries to rebuild the shrunken National Guard presence off the road system. A rural engagement program has been underway for the last few years, meant to draw on both veterans living in the bush as well as younger residents, more like how Alaska's National Guard was in the past.
It was very common to see fatigues and the bunny boots anywhere out on the bush.
Michelle Spark grew up in the southwestern communities of Bethel and Chivac and has been part of policy discussions on the Guard in the legislature. In the past, residents in rural regions joined the military in large numbers. Part of the draw for many residents was the organization's roots in Alaska's storied territorial guard during World War II. The organization's structure and mission kept folks in state rather than activating them for faraway assignments, which, Spark says, made military service more convenient.
It was pretty easy for people to sign up for the National Guard because it kind of fit our subsistence way of life. You had schedules and training that were kind of intermittent, so you could still go back home and commit to subsistence and providing for your families.
A number of things have since changed. The size of Alaska's Army National Guard has shrunk by half since the 90s and is now more concentrated along the road system. And in 2006, Alaska Guardsmen were activated for the first time since World War II, deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, something Spark says was a jolt for rural families.
I think that kind of changed the culture a little bit about people committing, making that kind of commitment to the government.
We had a strong National Guard. I mean, we had armories in most of our villages across the state. It was not uncommon to go into a village and have most of the people involved with the Alaska Army National Guard.
Verdi Bowen directs the state's Office of Veterans Affairs and grew up in rural southeast Alaska before joining the Air Force. Bowen knows the state's veteran population well and says he couldn't offer definitive verification that Alaska Natives still serve at the highest rates in the country. But current data from the Census Bureau, Department of Veterans Affairs, and Defense Department suggests that that long-held claim is no longer true. A steep decline in Alaska Native rates of service isn't only due to changes in the state's National Guard, but the military overall. The armed forces have become more selective. The Army, for example, has much higher enlistment standards than it did in 1969. That's the year a judge in Fairbanks gave Benno Cleveland a choice between jail or the infantry.
Yeah, I was a little rambunctious when I was a younger man, yeah.
Cleveland did two tours in the Mekong Delta during the height of the Vietnam War, receiving two Purple Hearts. And he says the Army was good for him. It was a way to see different parts of the world, and he found that the training emphasized many of the same values he knew from his Inupiaq heritage.
It's the same thing as any culture. Our elders, they've taught us. They've taught us to be good, to be respectful, to work for what we want, to help other people.
Cleveland credits the combination of his indigenous culture, the military community, and faith with helping him make it through years of struggle to process his combat experience. Today, he wears regalia mixed with indigenous icons and military insignia. Even amid sweeping changes in the armed forces, he thinks they offer young Alaska Natives a similar set of opportunities for advancement and service to lands where indigenous people have long lived.
This is our home. Our people have been here forever.
Whether military institutions can find new ways to fit that will to serve with the needs of Alaska Native communities remains to be seen. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.